You're listening to Mind, Sports, Performance and Wellbeing, the evidence-based podcast that will seriously improve your game. Whether it's building self-confidence, enhancing resilience, or simply understanding how to handle pressure best, this podcast will help you. I'm Roberto Forzoni, a performance psychologist working with world and Olympic champions and a consultant with the BBC. Welcome. Failure level 2. Down and out to world success. Let's start with a story of a young lad from Detroit, Michigan. To say he had a bad start in life is an understatement. Here's a guy who went through more ups and downs than you can imagine, but he kept bouncing back time and time again. He refused to stop and accept mediocrity. A high school dropout whose personal struggles with drugs and poverty ended up in a failed suicide attempt. Both home and school were tough for him. He was a bit of a loner, never made many friends, and he failed the ninth grade 3 times in a row before dropping out of school at 17. His mother used to take drugs and never bothered to take good care of him. He would often get beaten up at school and where he lived. He struggled with drugs himself and was broke. So far so good, I think you get the picture. He got married, divorced too soon, then remarried his divorced wife and divorced her again the same year. When he was married, he took minimum wage jobs to support his wife and daughter, and at one point he was working 60 hours a week as a cook while still trying to fulfil his dream to become a successful rapper. Maybe he picked the wrong profession to dream about in the first place. He had a bad start to his career because he had low confidence and he was a white guy growing up in a black neighbourhood trying to rap in the 90s era, inner city Detroit. And yet, in the end, he achieved his lifelong dream, and boy, did he achieve. Marshall Bruce Mathers III, better known by his stage name Eminem and his alter ego Slim Shady, is an American rapper, record producer, songwriter and actor. He is now one of the best-selling artists in the world, selling more than 100 million albums worldwide. He achieved 10 number one albums on the Billboard 200 and has won 15 Grammy Awards. He's been listed and ranked as one of the greatest artists of all time. Rolling Stone magazine called him the King of Hip Hop. Let's hear a few life lessons from Eminem, starting with lesson one, ink it, don't think it, go for your goals. It's always useful to take some time to write your goals down. Eminem said, everyone's got goals, aspirations or whatever, and everyone has been at some point in their life where no one believed in them. But when I say I'm going to do something, I have to do it. He tattooed some of the goals on his body. You don't have to tattoo, but write your goals down. They're more powerful that way. Lesson two, keep doing more than anyone else. It's really easy to get disheartened when things don't happen quickly, and even more so when you try to do something and fail. It can almost feel like you're going backwards. Think of every setback as another step towards your success. So lesson two is keep working hard at your goal. If you imagine you have to go through 100 obstacles to achieve your dream, would you do it? With that mindset, you'll overcome problems with a better frame of mind. Again, Eminem said, I realise I can't do anything in moderation. I don't know how to. He first discovered his ability for writing lyrics around the age of 14. He and his mum moved around all the time, and he was a bit of a loner. Words and writing gave him some comfort. Growing up in a predominantly black area, he was exposed to rap music and became fascinated with it. He used to spend every night poring through a dictionary and writing rhymes. He'd look for words he didn't know and figure out how he could use them. He'd write his own verses and practice in the mirror using a hairbrush as a mic. From when he was very young and through school, Eminem spent hours rapping every single day and writing lyrics himself. He'd hustle kids in makeshift rap battles during lunchtime at school, and his friend Proof would go around and take bets. Who could beat the white kid? And Eminem would always prove a tougher opponent than he looked. After high school, he took his hard-earned rapping talent to the underground hip-hop venues of inner Detroit. He stayed there for nearly 10 years until finally making his first independent album called Intimate in 1996. You'll often hear about the 10-year and 10,000-hour rule for success, and you'll see it over and over again in our stories. For most successful people in sport, business, and music, it will take 10 years of ups and downs before that overnight success might come their way. This might seem a lifetime when you're young, but believe me, it goes quickly. Got a passion at 15 or 16? Work on it every day, and when you reach your mid-20s, you can be one of the best in the world. With Eminem, no matter what happened in his life, he kept writing and he kept rapping. It's safe to say that he had his 10,000 hours and then some. By the time he finally signed for Dr. Dre in 1997, he was 25 years old. So lesson two, spend the time on developing the skills to achieve your goal. Don't waste it in front of a TV or playing games on a screen, unless that's how you intend to make your money. Lesson three, failure always comes before success. This is something many young people find hard to get their heads around. They want instant success, and who wouldn't? Sometimes it happens. You see someone on a reality TV show becoming an instant success. But this is so rare, I wouldn't recommend anyone relying on it. Do what people in this program did. Get a dream and pursue it. It's nothing to do with how much money you have, where you grew up, how privileged you are, and so on. It's about you and what you're willing to do. In fact, some of the biggest successes had the worst upbringing, and that's exactly why they got successful. That drive, that commitment to make things better. Listen again to what Eminem said. If there's no drama or negativity in my life, all my songs would be really whack and boring or something. Eminem's ultra-violent alter ego, Slim Shady, was a product of his many failures and frustrations. He built this identity to give himself permission to attack his own life. He used it to confess his failures and vent his frustrations. Not long after, the Slim Shady EP caught the attention of Dr. Dre. Then the Slim Shady LP and the Marshall Mathers LP sold a combined 22 million copies. None of that would have been possible if Eminem hadn't first experienced failure, and lots of it, and that's key. It's tough to think, but your failures make your successes. Eminem faced a mountain of personal failures, including a second divorce, a drug and alcohol addiction so severe that it almost killed him, and then a relapse to that drug addiction. Even though he had finally found success, he failed again. In fact, he completely stopped making his own music during these failure-ridden years of his life. And yet, he came back. What we see here is a classic case of failure coming before success. For most people, it's impossible to learn what it takes to be successful until they've failed. I'll repeat that. It's impossible to learn what it takes to succeed until you've failed. Your job is to do your best to learn fast from your failures and don't keep repeating them. When you do fail, there are a lot of things you can do. You can play the victim. It's not my fault. You can be sour, telling yourself something like, it wouldn't have been that good anyway. You can quit. You can aim lower next time. Or you can say, this goal is really important to me and it's more important to me than my pride. You can step back from the failure. Remember why you want what you want, and you can come back smarter and harder than the last time. Lesson four, stop fearing failure. Use it instead. There's a saying, feel the fear and do it anyway. Most things worth having take some effort to achieve. Trouble is, so many people don't go for it as they fear they might fail. They end up with mediocrity, average, a middle-of-the-road lifestyle and existence. They tell themselves all sorts of stories of why they didn't go for it, except the most likely true one, that they were scared. Scared of failing, scared of what other people might say if they failed, even scared of what people might say for going for it in the first place. Remember, when you're at the bottom, you've got nothing to lose but everything to gain. You can afford to do things that no one else will do because no one gives a damn if you fail. Don't let fear of failure stop you trying. It's a braver person who goes for it and fails, rather than the critic who plays it safe and just wants to tell you why you won't succeed or make comments when you fail. Again, words from Eminem. I had nothing to lose but something to gain. I made some shit that I wanted to hear. Lesson 5. Use your time. Before I was famous, everything was moving in slow motion, Eminem recognised. When you make your way to the top, guess what? You have a lot more obligations and responsibilities than you do now. You'll be busier and you'll have less time to work on the things you want to work on. So use that extra free time, the time freed up by your current lack of success, to do more than anyone else, especially the things you really want to do. Don't waste too much time sitting in front of TV, messing around, partying and so on. Manage your time so you have time to chill and relax, but your goal is your priority. Lesson 6. When you're at your best, prepare for your worst. Don't be naive enough to believe that any success you achieve will last forever without the hard work to keep you going forward. Many people fail straight after they first succeed because they get complacent. It may have come easier than they expected, or they're just so relieved to succeed, they forget what got them there. Again, Eminem said, I try to treat all the money I'm making like it's the last time I'm going to make it. Some people say the hardest part of becoming successful is staying there. That's when the hard work really starts. Understand this and be ready for it. Plan what you're going to do to continue to be successful. You just have to admire superstars like footballers, Ronaldo, Messi, tennis players like Djokovic and the Williams sisters, or TV stars like Oprah, or multimillionaires who work hard to keep trying to improve because they love what they do. Any one of them could retire to a lifestyle where they have everything they want and never have to work again. And finally, lesson 7, count your blessings. I started learning how not to be so angry about things, learning about how to count my effing blessings instead. By doing that, I've become a happier person instead of all the self-loathing I was doing for a while. That's another quote from Eminem. Take a little time out every day, maybe before going to sleep, to remind yourself of all those little things you're grateful for. You'll be amazed at how this little thing will help you feel better about life and help drive you forward to achieve the dreams you want to achieve. So there we have it, our first failure, Eminem, currently worth about $190 million. What a story. From a poor upbringing through countless failures to becoming a multimillionaire. Why? He kept going through every failure. Thank you for listening to the Mind Sports Performance and Wellbeing podcast. Can I ask two things from you? Firstly, please like and subscribe the podcast, as this helps us get noticed. Likewise, if you can share the podcast with friends who might also benefit, I'd really appreciate it. The more attention the podcast gets, the more information I can bring to you. Thank you and enjoy.